very much for being with us. We're going to do part two right after the show, and we will post it online at democracynow.org. Ta-Nehisi Coates is a national correspondent at The Atlantic, where he writes about culture, politics, and social issues, has just written the cover story called The Case for Reparations. Ta-Nehisi Coates is also the author of the memoir, The Beautiful Struggle. And that does it for today's program. If you'd like a copy, go to our website at democracynow.org. I'll be speaking in Washington at the Green Fest at the Convention Center May 31st, Saturday at 2. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Berkner, Nafel Saramati, Nirmi Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Amakov, Hani Masood, Rabbi Karen, Dina Guzder, Amy Littlefield. Special thanks to Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, and Mimi Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 8:01. Coming up next is Voices from the Edge Talk Radio with our host, Joanne Hardesty. We'll hear progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. Today's topic will be our recent loss of sheroes.
Join KBOO at the Clinton for our monthly movie night. Thursday, June 12th at 7 p.m., KBOO hosts a screening of Madness and Glory. Madness and Glory is a documentary about Satyricon, the downtown club that opened in 1983, directed by Mike Lastra. The film combines interview footage with vintage recordings and performances from the Old Town Establishment's 2010 farewell. Again, that's June 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 14th Annual Village Building Convergence from Friday, May 23rd to Sunday, June 1st. The Village Building Convergence is a 10-day placemaking and urban permaculture festival that leaves a permanent, sustainable impact all across the city as an expression of what communities all across the city are ready to do in their own places. The VBC brings together a vast spectrum of related initiatives such as community currency, grassroots democracy, ecological design, youth engagement, social justice in action, ecological stewardship, multimodal transportation, and so much more. This year's evening speakers and performers will be at the Sunnyside Methodist Church, 3520 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. A list of speakers and more information about the Village Building Convergence in general can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Hardesty, and welcome to Voices from the Edge. I tell you, this week has been a week of aha moments. I'm going to spend time today talking about the life and loss of two phenomenal women. One, Maya Angelou, who as a kid just excited me and thrilled me, and I loved her poetry and loved how she talked. And more locally, Janice Scroggin, who I've known for about 20 years and just saw her a couple of weeks ago. Two phenomenal women, two women who've had a significant impact on me. And I'd love to invite you to call in and share your memories of either or both women. For Maya, I want to start with one of my favorite poems from when I was very young that Maya wrote. And the poem is entitled Phenomenal Woman. And so I've never done a poem on air, so here we go. Phenomenal Woman. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me, what they try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they can't, they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's me. And that is out of Maya Angelou's And Still I Rise collection. I pulled all Maya's books off my shelf this morning because I want to celebrate the fabulous woman that she was. So give us a call at 503-231-8187. Hello, Brian. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I am okay. I am in mourning, I guess, and in celebration of the influence that two fabulous women have had on my life.
Yeah, and I unfortunately didn't know the other woman, but I did know Maya Angelou, as far as her writing goes, a lot. I wanted to make a comment that when I lived in the Caribbean for years and years, off and on through the 80s and 90s, it was amazing to see school children walking home from school, and I always spied a Maya Angelou book among them.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I don't think people realize sometimes, you know, we in America, how much some of our writers get around.
Yes.
You know, to see, you know, that was one of ours. And, you know, these young people got inspiration from Maya Angelou, and she was taught all through the Caribbean. So, and that's quite an honor.
That is absolutely quite an honor. I remember, do you remember the first time you heard Maya or you read Maya?
Yeah, I think, you know, from what I remember, it was back, I was getting over being in the Air Force.
I didn't know that about you.
I was flooding myself with, you know, in the mid-80s, was just any writing I could that was alternative. And, you know, rereading some things. But I did catch, you know, luckily I caught, my first book was, you know, When the Caged Bird Sings. I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. The title, but you know that
I know why The Caged Bird Sings is the one you're referring
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that book stuck with me, and you know I knew how great she was. And you know I don't think I ever, my opinion ever changed to her, that she was a revolutionary person from the word go.
Yes, she was. And later in the program, I'm actually going to read a bit of her bio because others may not be as informed as you and I just about her long history, both as a writer, as a actor, as a film developer, as a playwright. As an activist, she's lived a phenomenal life, and that's why I started with my phenomenal woman poem, because that was one of my two favorite Maya poems.
Yeah, and you know, I think here, you know, we need to give Bill Clinton a good, you know, a little bit of a round, because he was sort of the one who brought her to the forefront, you know, during his presidency. And I think that's...
I don't know if I would say he brought her to the forefront.
Well, he made her poet laureate.
Well, yeah, he did that.
And she deserved it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, he should have been poet laureate during Jimmy Carter's reign.
Exactly. I was going to say, I wouldn't give him that much credit for...
I know. I mean, you know, it was definitely, a public thing, but, it was a great thing to do.
It was definitely a great thing to do, and Carter and other presidents did recognize Maya Angelou. In fact, Carter had given her some honor. I'm going to talk about a little bit later. But yes, what a loss. But I hope, I know for me, these were not the books that I was assigned when I was in school. I know that I had to seek out authors like Maya Angelou to feed my spirit and feed my soul. These were not the books I was being graded on. I don't know what life's like in public education school nowadays, but I hope that folks are using this opportunity to really open up a new generation to the writing and the activity of Maya Angelou.
Well, in the spirit of that, let me say my observation.
Right.
From the quote white side of things, that I think always a lot of white people will always be scared to death of great black people, and I think Maya Angelou probably fell into that category, but she was a great writer, and she stood alone beyond her race.
Yes,
but she spoke definitely for her race. So.
Well, and she knew who she was. I think one of my favorite quotes from Maya that I've actually lived by is, when people tell you who they are, believe them the first time.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you something. You've done well by her legacy.
Well, thank you very much.
And you have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. And so I know there's probably some youngins out there going, who is Maya Angelou anyway, and why are they gushing over this woman? Let me give you a little bit about her bio. So she first came to prominence after writing a bestseller called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. In addition, she authored Gathered Together in My Name, Singing and Swinging and Getting Merry Like Christmas, and The Heart of a Woman. Has also written 5 collections of poetry. Just Give Me a Cool Drink of Water Before I Die, Oh Pray My Wings Are Gonna Fit Me Well, and Still I Rise, Shaker, and Why Don't You Sing. In addition, I Shall Not Be Moved, as well as On the Pulse of the Morning, which was the one that was read by her at the inauguration of President William Jefferson Clinton on January 20th, 1993. In theater, she produced, directed, and starred in Cabaret for Freedom in collaboration with Golf Free Cambridge at New York's Village Gate. Let's see. She became Northern, at the request of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., she became Northern coordinator for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And in 1975, she received the Ladies Home Journal Woman of the Year Award in Communications. She has received numerous honorary degrees and was appointed by President Jimmy Carter to the National Commission on the Observance of International Women's Year, and by President Gerald Ford to the American Revolutionary Bicentennial Advisory Council. She is on the Board of Trustees of the American Film Institute and was one of few females members of the Directors Guild. Angelou is the author of television screenplays for I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings and The Sisters. Most recently, she wrote the lyrics for the musical King, Drum Major for Love, and was both host and writer for the series of documentaries Maya Angelou's America, A Journey of the Heart, along with Guy Johnson. Angelou currently was Reynolds Professor at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and she died peacefully at home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, yesterday. And we have another caller on the line. Hello, Joanne. Good morning. Welcome to KBOO.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Not funny, really. In the 1980s, I saw Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And it really opened up my mind and spirit to life. to, I guess, to certain issues. I even wrote the woman a letter. I think telling her how wonderful I felt about her.
About The Color Purple?
Yeah.
How wonderful.
Not the film. The film or the book. Mm-hmm. And I can't, and I know she's an activist for Palestine and many other things. I don't remember at this moment in mm-hmm. time or right now. And has written a lot of wonderful things. And I think because lately I've been, I can't lay down because if I lay down, I have these new pains I have to work with and work on. So that's probably why at this moment in time I don't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also, too, because it's blocking what I'm talking about is blocking because I want to cry. Not in an unhappy way, but a cry in a human way. And I think it's blocking my mind as to her name. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling this morning, Joanne. It's always a pleasure. I want to also read another poem, and I also want to spend some time talking about just the incredible loss of Janis Scroggins. Who has been Grammy nominated. She was a pianist. But in addition to that, just a really phenomenal community member. I can't, when I first moved to town, in fact, my very first Good in the Hood festival, and so that had to be in the summer of 2000, was when I met Janis Scroggins, and she's just this. She had this incredible spirit, and she's an excellent musician. Any musician in town who had Janis Scroggins playing the piano became immediately better. And I have had the privilege of hearing her just hundreds of times over the span of time that I've lived in Oregon. I know that she worked very closely with some of the, biggest musicians in town, including Thera Memory and Curtis Salgado and Obo Adi, Linda Hornbuckle. She's an institution. I mean, I think that's what you would say about Janis Scroggins. She was an institution in this town. I just can't imagine the Good in the Hood Festival this year without Janis Scroggins playing with lots of people. But it will happen, and I'm sure there will be a lot of tributes to just how much energy she brought to the music. Again, if you'd like to share your remembrances, give us a call at 503-231-8187. Janis Scroggins moved to Portland in the late 70s from Oklahoma, and she's been a pianist since her early childhood. She won fans as part of the classic soul band, The Esquires. Over the years, she performed with Thera Memory, Curtis Salgado, Obo Adi, and frequently teamed up with her longtime friend, the blues singer Linda Hornbuckle. In her 1987 solo album, Scroggins took on Scott Joplin's work in a stately, deliberative stride style that was in sharp contrast to the jaunty way Joplin's work was traditionally performed. Despite her reputation as a sterling side player, Scroggins was drawing audiences as solo performances well into her 50s, as recently as a March concert for the Portland Jazz Festival. She was inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame in 2013. And she has a phenomenal family of musicians that are just as talented that I know will carry on her tradition. So I'm going to go back and read my second most favorite poem of Maya Angelou. And this is still in the collection of And Still I Rise. And ironically, the name of this poem is Still I Rise. And so, you may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room? Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, 'cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meetings of my thighs? One of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise. I rise. That was Maya Angelou. Oh, I have to tell you, I had the opportunity to see Maya Angelou in person here in Portland, I believe in 99. I've got a wonderful big picture of her and myself, Margaret Carter, Avell Gordley, and some woman who's we didn't know who just kind of popped in the picture. But it was a wonderful evening at the Schnitzer with Maya Angelou. And we had the opportunity to go to a reception afterwards and spend some time talking to her. And that is definitely one of my fondest memories. And so again, if you have a memory you'd like to share, give me a call, 503-231-8187. Again, the number 503-231-8187. I have not heard yet about funeral services for Janice Scroggins as of yet, but when I do hear about them, I will certainly post it to my website. I know there is also a Facebook page that that people are hoping for people who want more information or who may want to contribute to help with her memorial service. And that is posted. That link will also be posted on my page later today. I want to also talk about one of the things that I know Janice did was one of the things she loved to do was bringing music into the classroom. So she did a lot of work with TheraMemory and making sure that children, especially young people, I say children because I'm old, but young people were exposed to music. And that's one of the things about the fabulous musicians here in Oregon and in the Portland metro area is they spend a lot of time donating their time in the local schools so that kids are exposed to music at a young age. One of the things I didn't say was that Janice Scroggins was also nominated for a Grammy on TheraMemory's latest album that was produced here with, oh my gosh, and the woman's name just went out of my head, but the young, talented bass player who's from Portland, and it will come back to me, I know, in a few minutes. Again, the number to call is 503-231-8187. We are honoring and paying tribute to two phenomenal women who have left us too early. One, Janice Scroggins, local pianist, as well as a phenomenal woman, great musician, solid community member, always there to help. And the absolutely fabulous Dr. Maya Angelou, who also died yesterday. I'm going to go back to the phone line. Hello, Robin. Welcome Hi. To KBOO. Good morning.
Hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for reading Maya Angelou's poetry. It just means so much.
Oh, you're welcome. These are my favorite. I mean, these got me through puberty, childhood.
And your voice is beautiful reading them. I've listened to so many of her books, and I got to go hear her when she was here a few years ago, and I took my children. It was my birthday present to myself.
Oh, wonderful.
Took my kids to hear her. It was like sitting in the living room with her.
Yes.
And I'm also so sad about Janice Scroggins. She meant a lot, and we will miss her.
Oh, yes, we will. I'm just thinking about Good in the Hood. I just saw her a couple of weeks ago at Justice Within Reach.
I've been thinking about Reggie Houston. She's been playing with him, and I know it's going to be hard for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be hard
for her family and for everybody who loved her.
That's true. But the wonderful thing about the musician community here is they're going to support each other. So I think we're going to hear a lot of wonderful music tributes to Janet. So we're going to be able to enjoy that, and we're going to be able to wrap some love around her children who we know are suffering today.
Yeah, I think there's a fund set up for them, too. I read about it. I don't remember the details, but maybe you have that information.
Yes, yes. Actually, there is a fund set up, and it's on Facebook. Yes, mm-hmm. And we're going to put that on. We're going to link it to both my KBOO page and my Facebook page at the end of the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye now. 503-231-8187. And so let's see. I guess I could read another one of my favorite poems, or I could actually have Steve. Actually, you've got a couple of poems lined up for me, and we will have Maya do it in Maya's voice. And so we're going to do a couple of those poems, and then I'll come back in just a couple of minutes.
When I think about myself, I almost laugh myself to death. My life has been one great big joke. A dance that's walked, a song that spoke. I laugh so hard I almost choke when I think about myself. 60 years in these folks' world, the child I works for calls me girl. I say, yes, ma'am, for working's sake. Too proud to bend and too poor to break. I laugh until my stomach ache when I think about myself. My folks can make me split my side. I laugh so hard I nearly died. The tales they tell sound just like lying. They grow the fruit but eat the rind. Oh, I laugh until I start to cry when I think about my folks.
That was Maya Angelou, who we lost way too soon at the age of 83 in North Carolina. And but she died peacefully in her sleep. I don't think any of us could ask for any more than that. Do you have some fond memories? I'm sitting here looking at my collection of Maya Angelou books. The Heart of a Woman, I believe, was the very last book that I purchased by Maya Angelou, which ended up being one of Oprah's book club highlights. Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. And I've spent a lot of time reading from And Still I Rise, which I have to say is one of my absolutely favorite books. I became a fan of Maya Angelou when I was in high school because I was seeking out authors. I sought out black authors because it wasn't part of the curriculum in the school that I was in, even though I was in Baltimore, Maryland, in a pretty all black school with pretty much all black instructors, it wasn't the approved curriculum, I think, for the public school system. And so there were very few books that spoke to me in the way that Maya Angelou spoke to me. And so I had to seek those out on my own. I realized by the time I left school, I'd read everything that I could possibly get my hands on that she had written. And it was always, for me, about strength. All her poetry was about the inner strength of my people, of a people. And I think that was what drew me to her. She was one of the first women who I saw that dressed in African scarves and jewelry, which really had an impact on me in my younger years, because she seemed to be, she seemed to hold herself with such a grace and with such a purpose. And I love that about her, and hope that she, in fact, has influenced my life to make me the woman that I am today. If that is so, then I would feel very honored about that. And again, I'm not sure about, I'm sure there will be lots and lots of tributes that will be coming down the pike for Janis Scroggin. I'm sure that musicians locally, as they are prone to do, will band together and provide and support the family during this very difficult time. This is a wonderful, wonderful community of supporters. Musicians are in this particular community, so I know that they will be there for each other. The number to call is 503-231-8187. I know as we get ready for summer festival season, I'm going to be looking forward to the tributes. I know there will certainly be some that we will want to share with you. And hopefully we will be able to get KBOO maybe to do some kind of event where we highlight some of the incredible music that Janis Scroggin has shared with us in this local community. I just can't say enough about just the quality of the individual. Some people just have a presence when they enter a room. And when they do that, you are moved and you are changed. And it's wonderful when that happens. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about was how Maya really... was one of those unique individuals that was able to connect the political with the personal. I think it was really, I loved how she was able to both work with political parties. I mean, as we talked earlier, she spoke at the inauguration of President Clinton. She worked with the Carter administration. She was always working within the power structure and at the same time pushing the envelope to make the power structure better. I'm going to go back to the phone line and we're going to talk to Reggae Bob. Hey, Reggae Bob, how are you today?
Good morning, Joanne. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got better with over the years. Getting older is I've learned that when great people die, great people make the transition.
Right.
It's not always the tear jerker fall down and roll on the ground. It was so great that when she did pass, she was at her home in North Carolina.
Yes.
I hope I'm at home or at a reggae concert, something I'm doing that I love.
That's right.
And she was in such control of her life, it seems like. You know, and I want to give our station props because, you know, we hear of the tragic, you know, of the moments in life and when people make the transition. And we hear all the national programs and
right.
all the different stations on TV and radio that our little bitty big bad radio station has a wonderful voice of Joanne Hardesty. And you're able to talk to us about Maya Angelou, and you had connections a little bit, you know, got to meet her.
Yes.
You have the soul, and she helped raise you.
Yes, she did.
it's just amazing. In my family, my mother and my good friends over the years, women friends, they have, you just mentioned Maya Angelou.
Right.
And they stand up straighter. They start to glow.
Right.
They get into that don't mess with me mode. That's my sister, Maya Angelou.
That's right.
Angelou. That's always been a thing. Maya Angelou or Angelou.
Right, right. And she would answer to either.
I heard that. That's cool. And I heard a radio show this morning. That we blamed it on Tina Marie, the singer Tina Marie.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Because in her song, when she mentions Maya Angelou, she said Angelou, so it would rhyme with the next line in her song. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, right, right.
and one more thing. Two more things real quick. On my shows over the years that I play soul, R&B music, you know, I grew up, you know, the athlete, the macho man, soul brother that I am. And when I would play Phenomenal Woman on my show.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my gosh. The first Phenomenal Woman.
Right.
It would take me to my feminine side. I said, wow, she's so big and bad, and she says it so proud.
Yeah.
In a way that it didn't turn anybody off.
That's right. No, it didn't.
That's a sister right there.
That's right.
Last but not least, well, first of all, prayers and thoughts to Janice Scroggins' family.
Yes.
I'll be paying attention to that. And go to the service and see if they need any help with us. I can help. And one of the best forms of flattery over life is when somebody impersonates you in life.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh, I just have to say it. Saturday Night Live, Tracy Morgan.
Yes.
He did Maya Angelou. And I'm just curious if she saw that and what she felt about it, because he did a dang good job.
Did he do a good job?
Yeah, he did that sucker. Well, and hopefully in June, next month in June, in Portland, I'll be looking for, in all the papers, the Scanner and the Observer, Portland's got to do a tribute, our own tribute to Maya Angelou, just like we did for Mandela.
That's right. So
hopefully we do. If not, I'll do it, and we'll make sure we have it posted on KBOO. And
we website. Publicize it, yes. Well, you know, it's ironic. Now it would be great to have Reflections Bookstore, right? Would be the great place to have that tribute. But I guess we have to move forward. That was the past.
Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Hello, Midge or Mitch?
Mitch.
Hi, Mitch. Sorry, Mitch. I didn't hear. Welcome, Mitch. Welcome to KBOO.
Yeah, thanks. And definitely appreciate having poetry, especially such rousing stuff read on the air. But
well, thank you.
I feel pretty sad about having to call to blow Janice Scroggins' horn, because I'd rather she was around to hear it.
Yes.
And the thing that makes her so special on the local music scene, she has a lot more time here than I do. I only got here about 7 or 8 years ago, but she's just been amazing. And on some of the records that I think are the most important records to come out of Portland in the last 10 years, they don't have the hipster cachet. And I was always trying to get some of the younger folks to take an interest in just the musicianship.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a record with Reggie Houston, who moved here after the New Orleans flood.
Right.
And she did a record, it's under Reggie Houston's name, but it's really her musical direction, and it's called Homage One. And it's a homemade record, recorded here in Portland. It was mixed back in New Orleans, but it's available at, like, Music Millennium.
Okay.
And I would recommend everybody listen to Janice Scroggins, because the pieces she has on there, written with Reggie Houston, they honor other people who aren't people that are in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you tell the mark of a real class person.
That's
it's
right.
Somebody who values people for their work, not
right.
for their fame.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
And so I just want to really shout out to Janice Scroggins and hope that her family benefits from the selflessness of her work and the beauty of her music and the fun. May her memory be blessed.
Thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye now. Have a great day. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. We are having remembrances, appreciation, and just sharing our thoughts on the loss of Janis Scroggin, phenomenal community member, phenomenal musician, phenomenal friend, Dr. Maya Angelou, who poet, activist, writer, playwright, actress, etc., extraordinaire, who both women have had such an impact on my life personally, and I believe many, many other people's lives around the world. Just wanted to take a moment to just really appreciate both. As the caller was saying about Janis, he mentioned Reggie Houston's album that Janis is on. I think just about any musician who's published in the last decade in Oregon, pretty much, especially if it's blues or jazz or anything in that venue, has Janis Scroggin on the piano. I mean, I don't think there are too many that have recorded without having Janis. I remember when she would come to my house to rehearse with the band before they got ready to do a gig, because at the time, my husband at the time was played with her. That's when I really, really, really had the opportunity to go around town and just see her in so many different venues and just watch how loving she was with musicians and with the public, and just really appreciate her spirit as well as just the soul that she put into everything that she played. I'm going to go back to the phone line. Hello, Bob. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, Joanne, thank you for all your work over the years. You really rock in the fight for justice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I just wanted to say one thing about Sister Maya Angelou. I had the honor to shake her hand in a reception line about 30 years ago with an event with Jessica Mitford and Angela Davis, which was really awesome.
Oh, wow.
And I heard a quote of hers yesterday that really amazed me. She said, courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't exercise any of the other virtues.
Oh, like that.
Oh, it's heavy, especially if we're justice fighters. It's something to think about. So thank you for your work, sister. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 503-231-8187. Looks like we got just about 15 minutes left if you want to get in on the conversation. Hello, Ron. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
As well as can be expected under the circumstances.
I can understand that, yes.
However, I wanted to mention that Janis played a lot with Reggie
yes.
Houston.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I wanted to mention to people, she probably would have been playing with him on June the 7th at Cannon's Rib Express.
Now you know that's wrong.
Well, no, that's right.
Now you know.
Because I want to see us poor black folks and other poor folks that don't have a lot of money get a chance to support our artists that don't get a lot of support, especially from poor people, because they can't afford to get out.
Right.
And Reggie is going to be doing a thing at the old church on Thursday the 5th, but a lot of people won't be able to afford to go to that.
That's
right. A lot of people, you know, and we're going to have some dang people, especially from around town, and Charmaine Neville's going to be up from New Orleans.
Wow.
And I want to see black people appreciate that. I mean, that's a treat, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes, and, it's good to have. Yeah, you know, I think that what we have is an underappreciated community. The kind of world talent that lives here in the Portland metro area is pretty phenomenal. I mean, if you were in a area like New York and you had the kind of world-class musicians that we have living right here in the Portland metro area, you would get much more, people would know that much more. But here, it's kind of like a quiet scene for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us, you know, are poor folks and aren't aware of what's going on. And something like that, the thing I was telling you about on June 7th, the Cannons Rib Express, is something where that they can go and appreciate and just give a donation, you know.
And be exposed to music that they may not get to hear often.
Exactly. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
All right, you too.
Bye now.
Bye.
503-231-8187. I am not going to see that as an act of self-promotion. I'm going to see that as someone who really cared about people coming out and hearing good music for free in a local community. And that's what I'm going to see. So again, keep eyes and ears open for tributes coming up for Janis Scroggins. I know that there will be a lot of honors. I will also post again on my Facebook page information about how you can help and any information I know about services for her. Maya Angelou, I suspect there will be national observances that will be taking place. And I think I'm going to read one more of the poems of my Maya's poems before we call this a day. And I will read Where We Belong, a duet. In every town and village, in every city square, in crowded places, I search the faces, hoping to find someone to care. I read mysterious meanings in the distant stars. Then I went to schoolrooms and pool rooms and half-lighted cocktail bars. Braving dangers, going with strangers. I don't even remember their names. I was quick and breezy and always easy, playing romantic games. I wined and dined 1,000 exotic Jones and Janes in dusty dance halls, at debutante balls, on lonely country lanes. I fell in love forever, twice every year or so. I wove them sweetly, was theirs completely, but they always let me go. Saying bye now, no, need to try now. You don't have the proper charms. Too sentimental and much too gentle. I don't tremble in your arms. Then you rose into my life, like a promised sunrise, brightening my days with the lights in your eyes. I've never been so strong. Now I'm where I belong. Ah, Maya, Maya, Maya. Let's see. One of my other favorite sayings from Maya is when you know better, you do better. And I use that saying quite a bit. And that saying, I think, is really about, as we get more wisdom, we hopefully use that wisdom in a way that's productive and positive and allows us to grow from our life experiences. I know Maya Angelou has done a lot to educate me and help me be the woman I am. And I can also say that's true for Janis Scroggins. Through her spirit, through her music, she opened me to so many possibilities. And so I feel honored that both of these phenomenal women had the opportunity, that I had the opportunity to have them in my life because they both mattered. They both were phenomenal in their own way. And they both have such a legacy that I hope the next generation and the one after that continues to benefit from. I'm going to go back to the phone line. And hello, Annette. Welcome to KBOO. Hello. Annette, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. My special memory of Maya Angelou, it comes around 1990. We had a Juneteenth event in Washington Correction Center for Women.
Right.
And they wanted, I told the girls there, because the families could come during this time, that I wanted to have Maya Angelou speak.
Right.
So we contacted her agency back east or wherever it was, I'm not sure, and we couldn't afford to get her, but we never talked to her. So I was telling a lady yesterday when we were riding about this.
Right.
And she said, you should have wrote Maya Angelou directly. I bet you she would have came.
Oh.
But what came from that is I got up at about 2 in the morning and I was inspired to write a essay sort of poetry about Juneteenth.
Right.
And I received a standing ovation on that, but I was inspired by the fact that we couldn't get Maya Angelou, and there's something in me, God spoke out through me, and ever since then, I was aware of Maya Angelou. I didn't even know who Maya Angelou was in 1990.
Right.
But they always said that a close family member wrote a lot like her. So as I started listening to her a lot over Oprah Winfrey,
right,
it's one thing she said that I never forgot is she told Oprah Winfrey, don't tell everybody your business.
That's right. That's true. That's
okay.
True. She has some great sayings.
Yes, shout out to everybody, and thank you for this today.
Thank you
to the people that called me, Paul and Margaret, and told me about this. Paul did, Margaret's son, told me, turn in the cable this morning and hear Joanne, I don't know how to pronounce your name, Hardesty,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, listen to you, because they just thought, you know, it would inspire me, and it did.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Well,
thank you.
That
okay,
warms
bye.
My heart. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. 503-231-8187. Oh, that just touched my heart, soul. That's very cool. Back to the phone line. Hello, LJ. Welcome.
Hey, Joanne. Thank you. Thank you for this dialogue. Thank you for this conversation.
You are welcome.
Maya Angelou, to me, represents, epitomizes the struggle for civil rights and for human dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Maya Angelou worked with with everybody involved in the civil rights struggle, from Dr. King
yep.
to Malcolm X to the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and the and the Million Man March in Washington.
That's true. That's true.
And she was totally dedicated to love and justice for Afro-Americans and in fact all minorities. And one of the and the quote that stands out for me
mm-hmm.
From Maya Angelou, who said, "I personally will not want to be involved in any revolution where love is not allowed."
All right.
All right. Thank all you
right.
so much, Joanne.
That's
take
a good
care.
One. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. We're getting minus on minutes, but I just love when people call in with their personal quotes from Maya. There's just so many great ones. If you have another one, you can squeak in our last couple of minutes. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 503-231-8187. She's absolutely right when she said, don't be telling everybody your business, because right, that is not the thing that you want to do. I'm going to miss her. I'm just going to miss watching her be interviewed, listening to her poetry. I'm certainly going to miss Janice Scroggins. It's just going to be a totally different experience to be going to music festivals this entire summer and not having Janice at the piano. When I do interviews for K-Boo at the Good in the Hood, first person I always want to interview is Janice. Janice and Linda Hornbuckle and so I'm going to be, that piano seat's going to be a really hard one to fill this summer. But the good news is that, you know, her music will live on, her talented I was going to say girls, but they're actually young women. They're in their 20s. Her talented daughters and grandchildren. We will be hearing a lot more from them because they're already pretty phenomenal musicians in their own right. And they are only going to get better because we know they have that influence from their mom and their grandmother. And so please stay tuned. Abreast of the Scanner, the Observer, and or my Facebook page to find out about funeral services and tributes locally to honor the great Janice Scroggins, 58 years old, left us way too soon, but her music will live on indefinitely. Reggae Bob talked about looking for a local remembrance for Dr. Maya Angelou. And keep your eyes and ears open for that because I think that is appropriate. I think when huge national leaders, international leaders like that pass, we should take a moment to honor them. And we should take a moment to think about the legacy that they've left behind. Certainly her writing will live on, just like Janice's music will live on. And that's, I guess, the best we can all hope for, right? Is that at the end of the day, our work speaks for us and that we are proud of the work that we've left behind. It has been my privilege to share with you some of my memories of Maya Angelou and memories of Janice Scroggins, and then to think about kind of, you know, what's next? I mean, how do you, I guess you take the best of Maya Angelou's poetry, which I read every chance I get, and share that with the next generation. I think that's really probably what our job is to make sure that there's no little black girl growing up in the world that hasn't read Maya Angelou, and there's no one who believes that they know jazz and blues music who hasn't heard Janice Scroggins will need to actually stop and make sure we need to stop and make sure that they get that experience because that's the legacy of good work. Good work will continue on. Even if you're not fortunate enough to meet the people that were involved, their good work lives on, and it's up to us to carry on the tradition. It would be horrible to think that the next Maya Angelou hasn't been born yet and isn't out there already writing her heart out. I believe she is. I believe she is because of the spirit. I know the next Janice Scroggins is out there right now trying hard to figure out the keyboard. and it's our opportunity as a community to surround young people who, you know, don't fit the they're not the sports stars, they're not the cheerleaders. They're the ones that are back quietly in the corner writing music, creating poetry. I think it's a great opportunity for us to remember that those creative types sometimes aren't the most sociable at that time because they're off by themselves creating the magic. But once they create it, they're certainly willing to share it with us and with the rest of the world. It has been my privilege to have this program today. Janice Scroggins, love you. Maya Angelou, love you. Love you, listeners. See you next week. Same time, same place, same station. Have a great day.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up.
Life is And good morning from KBOO Portland. KBOO, Thursday morning, 1 minute before 9 o'clock. We're about an hour away from Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia. You'll hear headlines, interviews, and commentary. Coming up at 10:15 today, Flashpoints. Today, Kathy Kelly of Voices for Creative Nonviolence talks about Obama's declaration of success in Afghanistan and the expanded U.S.-supported war in Syria. And we remember great poet, orator, dancer, actress, world traveler Maya Angelou. And at 11 on Between the Covers, Lainey Zumas and Luca Di Piero talk about A Wooden Leg, a novel in 64 cards consisting of 64 drawings and corresponding captions, which the reader is free to arrange into a variety of narrative and visual sequences. That's all coming up this morning on KBOO. Coming up next, Press Watch is off today. Instead, we'll hear a program from TUC Radio with Chris Rapley and Eric Rignot on the melting of the West Antarctic ice sheet. And that is coming up next on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to celebrate International Children's Day with Visegrad Group PDX on Sunday, June 1st from 1:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Brentwood Darlington Community Center, 7211 Southeast 62nd Avenue in Portland. We will celebrate children from around the world and honor the diverse cultures that exist and thrive in the Portland area. The International Children's Day festivities will offer a rich intercultural program that will include singing, acting, puppet shows, arts and crafts, and ethnic food. Again, that's International Children's Day with Visegrad Group PDX on Sunday, June 1st from 1:30 p.m. to 5 at the Brentwood Darlington Community Center, 7211 Southeast 62nd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland.